Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Every bag of Fibermax cotton has 220,000 seeds chock full of innovation, like advanced genetics for longer, stronger fiber, which means 220,000 reasons to hear, "You got what, premiums?" And new Accent Flex technology for powerful weed control, which means 220,000 reasons to say, "Heck yeah, I grew that." Fibermax cotton from BASF. Innovation in every bag. Always read and follow label directions.
Family caregivers support their loved ones every day. Now there's a tax credit to help support them. The new Caring for Caregivers tax credit gives Oklahoma family caregivers up to $3,000 in financial relief for expenses like medical supplies and in-home care. If you're caring for a loved one, you've earned this support. Check your eligibility at aarp.org/OK Caregiver Tax Credit. That's aarp.org/OK Caregiver Tax Credit. Paid for by AARP.
Well, Congress is failing to come together on an economic aid package because both parties remain locked in a standoff over funding. At this point, the two sides appear so locked to their positions that $10 billion to $12 billion in potential economic aid could be scrapped as a result. The impasse prompted Zippy Duval, president of the American Farm Bureau Federation, to call for farm state lawmakers to oppose the year-end supplemental legislation if economic aid is not included. Republican leaders of the House and the Senate Ag Committee early Saturday released a joint statement blaming Democratic leaders in Congress for rejecting that $12 billion package for farmers. Their complaints come after Republican leaders rejected a $10.7 billion plan proposed by Democrats that also would have beefed up the farm bill by adding roughly $14 billion in funds from the Inflation Reduction Act just days earlier. In response to ongoing negotiations of the farm bill extension and economic aid to producers, House Committee on Ag Chairman G.T. Thompson and Senate Committee Ag Nutrition and Forestry Member John Bozeman said the following statement: "America's farmers have lost $30 billion this year, and for the last few months, we have had many of our colleagues raising concerns of the family farms in meetings and hearings. We are deeply disappointed to learn that congressional leadership is failing to provide our farmers with the economic assistance they need to weather the crisis they're currently facing." Republican leaders offered Leader Schumer and Leader Jeffries a $12 billion economic aid package for our nation's farmers, which they did reject. It appears the congressional Democrats have not learned the lesson of the most recent election and continue to neglect the needs of rural America. Well, a few weeks ago, I had the opportunity to sit down with Bayer Westbred's marketing manager. Her name is Carrie Mitchell Roach, to discuss this year's National Wheat Yield Contest winners, as 12 of the 26 winners this year are all Westbred varieties.
We're so excited for all those winners. We had 12 of the 26 winners planted Westbred wheat varieties, and we couldn't be more excited. You know, it really shows that when you take high-performing growers and pair them with high-performing products, you know, what can happen in the field. And really, it's about, you know, their management practices in their area and, you know, just planting the right variety for their area as well.
Of course, we all know choosing the right variety can be challenging even for the experts.
We do have several options. And really, the best approach to find what varieties are best for you is to find your local Westbred seed supplier and talk to them about, you know, what are your struggles, what are your challenges, what is your management practice, and they really are going to be able to find what is the right variety for your area, because it really does vary. So for me to make a recommendation, it's difficult, but we take pride, you know, Westbred takes great pride in making sure that we're helping you to find the right variety for the right acre.
To hear my complete conversation with the Westbred folks, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com.
Rural Oklahoma entrepreneurs and innovators looking to grow their businesses and develop their ideas are invited to attend the Southwest Oklahoma Small Business Resource Conference, February 28th at Southwest Technology Center in Altus. Hosted by a collaboration of rural business resource providers, the conference will feature everything you need to succeed. From breakout sessions to our trade show, the conference will put Oklahoma's world-class business resources at your fingertips. Visit LaunchRuralOK.com to register today.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.